I'm just wondering, because my son, it's in regards to the Nolan show earlier, when the police constable came on and said that no children were spread directly, my 12-year-old son was spread directly. He was in the flip band. He is on the outside rank. He's the first rank of that band. And when the police came in, he got it directly in the face. Was left screaming in pain. If I had done that to someone else, then I would have been arrested on the spot. Now, my son now has now got appointments this morning to go and get his eyesight checked to make sure that he is okay. And they say that that parade too close to cars. Does that warrant, does that justify my son getting CS spray in his face? He is 12 years old. He wasn't near a car. Why spray my child?
Alison, did you take your son to the hospital?
Yes.
Immediately afterwards?
Yes. And he's got an appointment today as well. He was terrified. And like I say, why? Who's justifying spraying a 12-year-old child directly in the face, in which he was sprayed directly, not through the air?
Alison, it's Billy here. I would hope that you would make a complaint to the Ombudsman on your son's behalf, because he's not old enough. I would hope that you would go to the Ombudsman and make that and take your child with you and make a statement, because I think, yes, you know,
obviously last night my main concern was making sure my child.
No, I understand that, Alison, but I think now you should do that, because I think that, you know, what you're telling me is very horrendous for an adult, never mind a 12-year-old child, and I think you do need to report that to the Ombudsman and make a statement.
Let me just interrupt. Alison, you're obviously making an allegation here about something that happened at this parade.
I'm
not saying it's not a fact. I'm not saying it is a fact. It's not for me to say either. But you're making an allegation. We don't have any evidence to back up that allegation. We don't have the police on the programme. We've asked them to be on the programme to respond to that kind of claim. What do you say to those who dispute that children were involved in this in terms of the pepper spray?
If they want to come and see my child, they're perfectly happy to do so. In regards to his eyes, in regards to him having to go to another appointment today, they're perfectly happy to do so. And actually, there was police officers who sprayed, but there was another police officer who was very helpful last night and actually came to see if he was okay, not the two that spread him, and physically had said that should not have happened to him. So that was given out last night when he was seen. Now, this is uncalled for, this parade. This is a junior's parade, which means children involved. The police should be aware of that. It's not an apprentice boys parade or an orange parade where it's men. This is a junior's parade where it's young children. It's all there. They should have known that before going in. There was children in that lodge, children in that band. There was nothing to do with communities when they said that the communities are not getting along. There was no conflict in regards to anything in the communities. What happened was somebody got very heavy-handed and went in and sprayed innocent children. And I don't know what part that people are missing here. Innocent. Those children didn't go near cars. Those children didn't do anything to cars. So who justifies spraying a child? And I can't ever get any justification for that. And if you have a justification, I'd kindly like to hear it.
Alison, just stay with us for a couple more minutes. I want to play to you. You've already made reference to it, but I want to play a little bit of what Chief Superintendent Chris Noble said to Stephen Nolan this morning, then get your response right afterwards.
Is it your understanding that children were hit with CS spray?
Stephen, the bottom line is, and again, my colleague this morning made it very clear that the people involved in the immediate altercation were adults, not children. Now, by the nature of CS spray, it does gather in clothes, and as and when people would then go into an enclosed space, for example, a hall, there will then be that in the atmosphere. So people, just by simply being in contact with someone who has maybe been the subject of that, can have it then, irritation to their eyes. But to be clear, Stephen, no children were in any way directly in contact or sprayed with CS spray.
But should CS spray be used if there are children in the vicinity?
As a general rule, and again, you've probably seen some of the guidelines yourself, we have to be extremely careful around any use of force, of which CS spray is one element, whenever vulnerable groups are around, which include children.
So Chris Noble from the PSNI saying no children were sprayed directly or were involved directly in the altercation that led up to the use of the CS spray or the pepper spray, as it's been described. Alison.
Yeah, so I tried to phone in Stephen Nolan here this morning to speak while he was on the show, and I didn't get put onto the show. It's complete lies. My child has proved it. He was the first shooter. He played the flute. They came into that rank of the band and sprayed him directly in the face. So He was the first child. He's on the outside rank, and when they came into the band and spread, they spread him. He wasn't in the centre. He wasn't in the middle of the road. He was in the outside rank.
So, well, you've heard Billy Hutchinson today recommending that you put in a formal complaint, go through the police ombudsman. What are you planning to do?
Pardon?
Are you planning to take Billy Hutchinson's advice and put in a formal complaint about what happened to your son?
Most definitely. Once and foremost, I get my son, he gets the all clear, and he is, I know my son is fine. That's my main concern right now. And then I will be making a complaint, because I would like someone to come and tell me why they thought it was perfectly fine to do that to my child.
Alison, thank you very much.